Once again, The Ticket presents Why Today Doesn't Suck.
Sucking on chili dog. Sucking on a dog. Sucking on a chili dog. Sucking on chili. Sucking on a dog.
Here are your hosts, Sean Bass and David Mino.
And keeping us on track and on air is Tramell Jeffers.
That's not Tramell.
Oh no.
It's the sweet spot, and we are at Ticket Stock. Special thanks to Roscoe for joining us up here. Special thanks to EA for going wireless.
Yep.
And at 257, it's definitely not Tramell.
Thank you, Tramell. Etsy's Market and Bakery and GiveMeTheVin.com brings you T-Stock Motto.
Awesome.
Thank you, Ham. You did good, bro. Hey. Well, we say hello to the hard line.
Hey, now.
Yeah. I see a Corby.
Hello.
Corby.
I see a Dave.
Hi.
Is there a... And there's a Bob.
Bob.
Hello. We have hello. Bob. They're the hard line.
Oh, no.
Can I just pre-say?
Go ahead.
This chair is going to hold me for long.
Oh, yeah. No.
It's just for this segment, Bob. Then you can take the throne that mine
is. Yeah, this
in.
Is a...
You can take the Dirk chair.
This is not a Clydesdale chair, I'm just going to say.
What are you in? It's like a grandma chair.
Yeah, it's like you're at grandma's house.
You get a Chris Farley through the chair and just...
You know you're like over 230 if every time you sit in a chair, you're wondering, am I about to be sitting on the floor?
Have you ever snapped a chair?
I've definitely broken one, but not fully fallen to the ground. Like, you'd catch yourself if you're expecting it.
What if you did that in front of
one of these
dirt?
Camp chairs I've definitely destroyed.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
If you fell in front of Dirk, would that be one of the lowest moments
of
your
no.
life?
Actually, Dirk is going to, you know,
Wiener.
Dirk has a bigger frame than I have. I'm not positive where he is on the scale these days, but
this,
we're going to
I mean, at 7 feet, he's...
He spreads it out, but it's still a lot there.
It's still 250.
He was going out to eat with Luca.
Justin offered him his chair.
Let's just say Luca doesn't want to be in any of these chairs.
No.
So maybe that one and that one.
He's looking great. Leave him alone.
He's looking great.
And he's dating a Kardashian.
That's right. I heard that on the hard line.
All of them.
A ticket exclusive.
With Pete Carroll.
Yep.
Right? There's not a Kardashian named Creamy.
Pete is just to the side. Pete's to the side just watching them eat dinner.
All right. So, look, if you're going to falsify Instagram mentions, I might fall for it.
Well, today is Feb 21st, the 52nd day of the year, 313 days left in 2025. 53 days until the WNBA draft.
Let's
for the
go.
First overall pick.
Let's go.
What a crowd, guys.
I know.
Little Paige Buckets.
It's great.
Your show is blowing up. Look at this.
They just showed up.
Yeah, they
honestly.
Everybody like left your AMA 15. And came in here, basically.
To watch you destroy a chair.
Wait for it. We're not going to do it at the start of the show.
These 18-inch pythons, they're going wild on you.
On this date in 1916, it was the Battle of Verdun, one of the most devastating engagements of World War I.
Unbelievable.
I don't want to be in World War I.
Well, you're well past it, Mr. Flex.
Too small.
You really lucked out.
Who's done the hardcore history World War I about that battle? Anyone?
Dan Carlin.
Is it?
No, who's listened to it? I know who did it.
Really? Yeah.
Is it horrific?
It's great.
It's amazing. Now, the whole series
it's
is like...
It's pretty funny.
The whole series is like 20 hours.
Yeah, you need weeks
is
to finish.
Is Steve Carell in it?
No.
It's about the Cold War, right?
Well,
no. You're thinking of being sure
no.
part one.
No.
You're not at all.
In fairness, it was a Cold War, but not the Cold War.
Not the Cold War.
Right.
Classic Sean.
Sean just scattershoots that, and at one point he'll be right.
Who says I'm not right? Originally.
Everybody.
Oh.
On this date in 1931... Alka-Seltzer was put on shelves for the first time.
Plop, plop, fizz, fizz.
All right.
Oh, what a thing it is.
I would like to make a claim.
Uh-oh.
You've never had an Alka-Seltzer?
I've never had an Alka-Seltzer.
Alka-Seltzer.
Have y'all?
No.
Okay.
What about
I've
a THC
never had
Alka-Seltzer?
No.
Oh.
Have you guys had Alka-Seltzer?
Like, with a
I'll just take a Tylenol.
Glass of water and just dump them in?
Yeah, I have.
Have you
ever
what?
Watch it fizz.
Yeah, I have.
You have?
Yeah.
If you have bubble guts, I think they have a tummy. It helps.
Tummy.
That's a very granddad thing, though.
What about castor oil?
But yet, the commercial lives forever. The plop, plop, fizz, fizz. Have oh, what had, a relief it is.
Have you had Goody's headache powder?
Oh, my not. Gosh.
BC headache powder.
That's huge in NASCAR.
How about a silver bullet?
I have had a silver bullet, yes.
Castor oil was big on the Little Rascals. If anybody was feeling a little sick, they would have have to take some castor oil.
Ugh. Right and after you greased Weezer.
It seemed unanimously disliked by the
kids.
By those crazy
by
rascals.
1948, NASCAR was founded.
Speaking of headache powder.
Yeah.
Right.
What anniversary at for the death of three?
2001, right?
Yeah.
Was it?
It was a couple days ago.
So
during,
next year,
during ticket stock,
next
right?
Next year, the 25-year anniversary.
Yes, as I just said.
What are we doing for that?
I think a Dale-themed ticket stock would be appropriate.
Cool story, bro.
Yeah.
We all dress up like the Intimidator.
Three.
Somehow Bob got to leave ticket stock when we found out about that. You were so upset.
I needed a moment.
Uh-huh.
Did you call Richard Petty, see how he's doing?
You don't call the king.
Oh, sorry.
Just do it.
Oh, okay.
Is Richard Petty alive?
How about Dick Trickle?
Yes. That's hold on. I better think this through.
Maybe shoot him a text, see if everything's okay.
He's 87.
He's with us?
He is. Still in hospice.
Switzer's age.
Well, thanks, Ty.
Bingo.
Is Kyle Petty still
can't
with
bingo
us?
A guest.
And he's tomorrow.
Okay.
Gotta wait one day.
Could Richard Petty make Capel's JV racing team right now?
Capel's got a JV
he just
racing
won't get it
not
over
the
60.
Varsity, but like the JV B team.
Yeah.
I think Richard Petty had 200 wins, Mark.
Was it it last year in Vegas?
All decade team. You immediately mark yourself. I love it.
Wasn't it last year in Vegas we saw Richard Petty's car that won the Daytona or whatever, and it looked like...
What?
We're
we
just
hearing
now.
Drops.
Definitely we can't look in there, Lando, and know it's real. Elliot Page is 38.
Inception.
Inception.
Used to be Elliot.
In her day.
In his day.
Sophie Turner is 29.
Game of Thrones.
Sansa.
Divorced.
From,
really?
She's available.
One of the Jonas Brothers.
Yeah.
Interesting. You know, I watch Game of Thrones, Sansa.
Oh, yeah.
You think she likes being called Sansa?
Probably by Dallas radio guys.
Yeah.
Turning 59
like to
today.
Chicken.
Michael Hurt, who's been in 78 films.
Oh, here we go.
He was in Buffy the Vampire Lair.
Earmuffs.
All-Star Ass Blast.
Yeah, she doesn't care. Okay.
Water Hose.
God.
And Rebel Without a Condom.
Okay. Crowd like that one.
Yeah.
Can I read this one, Corby?
Oh, you girls love it. Just have Corby read it.
Wasn't Sal Mineo also in that, Corby?
Corby, can I read this one?
As he makes the font bigger?
No. The answer is no. Unequivocally.
Do you
want
to try to dance around it?
Can you read it?
I don't think so. No.
I'll do it.
No,
snake.
You won't.
Snake.
No.
Snake. Snake. Snake.
We have a delay.
You don't want to hear it.
What, well, is it, what does it rhyme
like,
with?
Like, I didn't even want to read it.
We'll decide that.
You don't want to hear it.
Born in the State Now Dead.
Ooh.
Shut up.
Bitch,
I'll gladly pass the phone down to Davey.
No, let Bob do it. He's booing.
What happened to the snake?
Oh, man.
Yeah, here, Bob. Yeah, would you care for to read this one?
I'm not the snake.
You got this.
We know our roles.
The Hardline as a show has
Bob
a standard.
Slurm.
Born in the State Now Dead. Nina Simone. Rue McClanahan.
Do it for Dale.
Oh, the slutty golden girl.
Yes.
We all loved
that
her.
That was not the name for her.
Blanche?
She was always running guys in and out of there.
No one was hornier than she was, like, post-75. Although, I think...
They were all
actually,
horny.
I wouldn't know who else to mention.
I think, yes, that she was only, like, 48 or something when like that show started.
Give me your top five horny post-75. Is Junior on that list? Top five, bottom five?
What a weird newsletter.
Norm?
She was in her 50s when that show started.
So she had gone through menopause.
She was in her 50s?
Dude, she looked...
Into the stars.
She was the Sparky Anderson of whores. Alan Rickman, born in the State Now Dead.
Die you may hard. Have gone through 400 guys if you haven't already.
Four in the state now, Dad.
Yippee-ki-yay-mother-effer.
Born and say now dead, President Santa Anna, he was misunderstood.
Man.
He was.
People don't really understand what was going on.
Seventh grade Texas history.
Yeah, we never got his
side.
Yeah,
we thought he was the worst person of all time.
Really? Why is that?
Didn't he invent wind?
Just give him a minute to hear him out. Day on the Stay Still Dead, Tim Horton.
Oh, wow. Man.
Two bits.
Coffee.
You remember coffee and donuts.
But remember the incident that happened at Tim Horton's?
Oh, the
Didn't
throwing?
Some girl throw poo or something?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I can't drink coffee from there ever again.
Are you worried that it hit your cup?
I'm just saying. It was a gross incident.
Courage.
She had the wherewithal to, like, do that and reach back. All in, like, one fell swoop.
So to speak.
And
so
she threw it, like, as hard as Paul Skeens. It was amazing.
Max effort. Just ran a two-seamer across the wall.
And a day on the stay still dead.
Jackson Pollock, the wall.
Bingo. Day on the Stay Still Dead, Corby. Anne Frank.
Oh.
Not Helen Keller.
What?
Anybody else get baked and go into the Anne Frank house? No? The only one? Well, you're missing out.
All right, and that is why today...
Happy take a stock.
And you're done.
All right.
What if I just changed the first word, Corby?
Smoke weed every day.
Rest in peace, Anne Frank.
Bye, Justin.
Bye, folks. Broadcasting live from the TXU Energy Mothership at Victory Plaza, hard by the AAC. This is Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310, The Tick. KTCK AM Dallas Fort Worth. KTCK FM Flower Mound. A Cumulus station.
Lando. That's why Lando's not here.
Greatness.
He's celebrating. Wishbone is 50.
The dog,
is
50?
The dog that can read books?
The rapper, you idiots.
Oh.
The rap person.
Because like
if that dog was 50,
we'd have a story.
Maybe 50 in dog years.
Kumail Nanjiani, 47.
Hot.
Since people are living longer, are dogs also living longer?
No.
Why?
I don't know.
Think about it.
So.
Why
I am thinking about
why
it.
Why aren't they? Why are we living longer, but
I'm sure
they
are.
As he takes a
like,
giant
better diet for
living longer.
I keep seeing those commercials. With,
yeah, farm healthy, fresh and yeah,
farm,
healthy pet.
Dog farmers and
yeah.
stuff.
It's Corby, Badger, and Skinny Pete sitting around.
We're not living longer. The life is
deciding.
But they're
Star Trek down.
But they live in dog years. So if they live, you know, five more human years, that would only be a few more months. So, yes, they are living longer.
But all my dogs are living, they didn't live as long as I wanted them to.
I can't wait for my dogs to die.
God. Dave. This is what you get when you get little tiny dogs, though. You need a man dog.
Dave's crushing up glass in their little dog bowl.
Want a Hershey bar?
Die. You love chocolate, right?
Yeah,
chocolate's
you want to be,
great.
Oh. I got you a fudge fountain.
I got you a bag of Doritos.
Jordan Peele is 46. Of Key Ann.
Brother.
Greatness.
Brilliant. He is a brother.
Brilliant, brilliant, brilliant.
Jennifer Love Hewitt, 46.
Oh my God. Yes.
In her day.
Big five.
Yes. Did she affect you guys in a major way kids?
In all the ways, Corby.
What was her signature tank top movie? Was it I Know What You Did Last Summer? Was that the one where you're like, oh,
probably.
My God. Or was it a TV show? You guys, you say you love her, you don't even know what she was in.
She just Can't Hardly Wait.
Can't Hardly Wait.
What was the TV show
even
where
though she played
was
a high schooler?
Escort.
But I was like 10, so
yeah.
It was okay.
Yeah.
It's totally fine.
Totally
it's Jennifer
cool.
Garner.
Jennifer Four. Garner?
Hewitt.
It's Corey Taylor.
What?
We're hearing
We're
drops
just hearing
now.
Drops.
Definitely we can't look Garner. In there at Lando and know it's real. Elliot Page is 38.
Inception.
Used to be Elliot.
In her day.
In his day.
Sophie Turner is 29.
Game of Thrones.
Sansa.
Divorced.
From,
really? She's available.
One of the Jonas Brothers?
Yeah.
Interesting. You know, I watch Game of Thrones, Sansa.
Oh, yeah.
You think she likes being called Sansa?
Probably by Dallas radio guys.
Yeah.
Turning 59 today.
You chicken?
Michael Hurt. who's been in 78 films.
Uh-oh. Here we go.
He was in Buffy the Vampire Lair.
Earmuffs.
All-Star Ass Blast.
Yeah, she doesn't care. Okay.
Water Hose.
God.
And Rebel Without a Condom.
Okay. Crowd liked that one.
Yeah.
Can I read this one, Corby? Oh,
you guys love it.
Just have Corby. Yeah, read it. Sal Mineo also in that, Corby.
Corby, can I read this
one? As he makes the font bigger?
No. The answer is no. Unequivocally.
You want to try to dance around it?
Can you read it?
I don't think so. No.
I'll do it.
No,
snake.
You won't. No.
Snake. Snake. Snake.
We have a delay.
You don't want to hear it.
What does it rhyme
like,
with?
Like, I didn't even want to read it.
We'll decide that.
You don't want to hear it.
Born in the State Now Dead.
Boo.
Shut up.
Bitch.
I'll gladly pass the phone down to Davey.
No, let Bob do it. He's booing.
What happened to the snake?
No, man.
Yeah, here, Bob. Yeah, pass it down. Would you care to read this one?
I'm not the snake.
You got this.
We know our roles.
Yeah, the Hardline as a show
Bob
has a
Bob Slurm.
Born in the State Now Dead. Nina Simone. Rue McClanahan.
Do it for
Dale.
Oh,
the slutty golden girl.
Yes.
We all loved her.
That was
right?
Not the name.
Blanche?
She was always running guys in and out of there.
No one was hornier than she was, like, post-75. Although, I think...
They were all
actually,
I wouldn't know who else to mention.
I think, yes, that she was only, like, 48 or something when that show started.
Give
yes.
me your top five Man. Horny post-75. Is Junior on that list? Top five, bottom five?
What a weird newsletter.
Norm?
She was in her 50s when that show started.
So she had gone through menopause.
She was in her 50s?
Dude, she looked...
Into the stars.
She was the Sparky Anderson of whores. Alan Rickman, born in the State Now Dead.
Oh, my
God. You
may have gone through 400 guys if you haven't already.
Snape.
Born in the State Now Dead. Born in the State Now Dead, President Santa Anna. He was misunderstood.
Man.
He was.
People don't really understand what was going on.
Seventh
in
grade Texas history.
Yeah, we never got his
side.
Back
yeah, we thought he was the worst person of all time.
Really? Why is that?
Didn't he invent wind?
Just give him a minute to hear him out. Down the State Still Dead. Tim Horton.
Oh man.
Bits.
Coffee.
You remember what? Coffee and donuts.
But remember the incident that happened at Tim Horton's?
Oh, the
throwing?
Didn't
some girl throw poo or something?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I can't drink coffee from there ever again.
Are you worried that it hit your cup?
I'm just saying. It was a gross incident.
Courage.
She had the wherewithal to, like, do that and reach back. All in, like, one fell swoop.
So to speak.
And
so
she long. Threw it like as hard as Paul Skeens. It was amazing.
Max effort.
Just ran a two-seamer across the wall.
And a Down the State Still Dead.
Jackson Pollock, the wall.
Bingo. Down the State it's Still Dead, worse. Corby. Anne Frank.
Oh.
Not Helen Keller.
What?
Anybody else get baked and go into the Anne Frank house? No? The only one? Well, you're missing out.
All right, and that is why today...
Happy Ticket Stock.
And you're done.
All right.
Shut it what down. If I just changed the first Let's word, Courtney?
Smoke weed every day.
Rest in peace, Anne Frank.
Bye, Justin.
Before broadcasting live
from the TXU Energy Mothership at Victory Plaza, hard by the AAC, this is Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310, The Tick. KTCK AM Dallas-Fort Worth, KTCK FM Flower Mound, a Cumulus station.